Good morning. We're continuing Chiyudim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning the halachas of Mechatech, Klal Amidvav, the halachas of Mechatech, and we learned Simon Gimel, where the Chiyudim introduces Ein Mechatech Ba'Arklim. At Arklim, there's no din of Mechatech when it comes to Arklim. We want to clarify one or two more points in this regard. The first one is cutting pills. So we explain the reason why Ein Mechatech Ba'Arklim is because the Cheshivas of Chituch is you're cutting something to be able to use for building, accomplishing, etc. So that gives a cheshivas to the act of chituch. It's a brachash of maisa. By an oichel, all you're doing basically is cutting it, and then you're going to eat it. So that act of the fact that it's primarily for the purpose of consumption afterwards lacks a cheshivas, and therefore the concept of mechate doesn't apply to it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman understands that that is the underlying logic why e mechate b'achlu, and therefore he says that cutting a pill in half, a person who has to take medication on Shabbos, and it's not life-threatening, so he doesn't have any heterim of kuch nefesh, but he is ill enough that he has a lot to take medication, and the prescription requires him to cut the pill in half. A person would be allowed to cut the pill in half, even though he's cutting it to a specific size. That would be considered a mice of mechatech. But it's going to be mutter because it has the same heter as a mechate b'arklim. A person is going to cut it and then consume it. That's going to be mutter. This is quoted in the Shura Shabbos Kelchusa that Rav Neuber Tzatzel quoted that he heard from Shlomo Zalman that this case is going to be mutter. Rav Falk has in his sefer, his chuba sefer, Machzor Liyo Achelik Beis, he has three chubas in this regard. He has wrote a tshuva, then there's a response to the tshuva, and then his rebuttal to that response. He feels it is a problem. The heter of mechate b'arklim is not because it's going to be consumed afterwards. That's not enough of a heter. The reason why it's not considered mechate is because you're really not really interested in the specific size that you have over here. What do I mean? A person can take a pie and cut it into. They want to serve each person a certain amount. They could cut it into four pieces for four people, or eight pieces and give each person two pieces. It's not important to them whether it's a quarter or two eighths. It would not make a difference. Whereas by the situation where the person wants it to be a specific size, cutting the pill into eighths becomes very difficult. The only way you can really use it is by cutting it into a half. So you have two small pieces. Smaller than that would be challenging. So a person wants the size to remain intact. And by doing so, they're going to cut it into that half. That half is important to them. So that's going to be, he feels it goes under the umbrella of the Isur Mechateich. It's going to be a problem to do that on Shabbos. A person should ask their LOR how they should proceed. Next point. In regards to using toilet paper on Shabbos. Toilet paper on Shabbos, tearing the paper, if a person does not have cut toilet paper or tissues and they want to tear paper from the roll, they have a issue of mechatech or kareya. Either they're tearing something from the roll or they're cutting it to a specific size. So they're going to have a problem of mechatech, they're cutting it to a specific size. What can one do to address the issue of mechatech and kareya? It's important to understand that for the purpose of kavod habrias, that a person should be able to clean themselves is considered a significant human need. And Chazal were lenient and removed some yisurim d'rabanan for that purpose. A roll of toilet paper is muksa. A person can't use it on Shabbos normally, so that's muksa. We have the yisurim b'alacha involved over here. So we have a problem. The person wants to ask a goy to cut it for him. He's asking a goy to do malacha deraisa, to miralacham on a deraisa. The miralacham is much on a derabanan for the purpose of a mitzvah, the purpose of to prevent a loss. But here we're asking a person to do, we're asking the non-Jew to do malacha deraisa. Is that permitted for kavod habrias? It's a tremendous kiddush that emir lakum is mutter even on the deraisa for the purpose of kavod habrias. So a person does not have to cut toilet paper. They can ask their non-Jewish neighbor to cut the toilet paper for them, and thereby allowing them to have something to use to clean themselves. Next year we will finish up this point and move on to the next cloud. Meanwhile, have a good day.